USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Michael Cohen's prepared opening statements that he submitted to Congress are out. The former lawyer to President Trump will testify on Wednesday publicly before the House Oversight Committee. In the statement, he says, "I am ashamed that I chose to take part in concealing Mr. Trump's illicit acts rather than listening to my own conscience." He continues, "I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist. He is a con man. He is a cheat." He's expected to share documents prepared by the president's accountant that may contain evidence of tax fraud. He'll also claim the president committed a crime by paying hush money to two women. Cohen also says the president knew that Roger Stone was talking with Julian Assange about a WikiLeaks drop of Democratic National Committee emails. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The House is saying no to President Trump. 13 Republicans joined House Democrats in voting for a bill that would block his emergency declaration on the southern border. Texas Democrat Joaquin Castro.
And so the president, rather than letting things be, decided that he would act unilaterally, unconstitutionally, by usurping the power of Congress.
President Trump says he will veto the measure if it gets to his desk. Flooding and blizzard-like conditions in the Pacific Northwest, with evacuations in many areas due to high water. In Grafton, California, Fire Chief Bill Bullard says drivers are having a tough time.
While we were in the process of pulling him out, three teenagers drove in to Grayton Road from the west side and got stuck.
Coastal Highway 101 near Brookings, Oregon, has been closed due to soft ground and a sunken grade. In Eugene, Oregon, an Amtrak train was stuck for over 36 hours before being freed. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was apparently a very busy 24 hours for an NFL owner last month. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Prosecutors in Florida now say New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft visited a massage parlor for sex on the day of the AFC Championship game. They say as they formally charged a 77-year-old billionaire with soliciting prostitution that he visited the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter for sex on the night before and the morning of the Patriots' AFC Championship victory over the Kansas City Chiefs last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers are demanding answers from the companies that report on your credit. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
CEOs from the nation's top three credit reporting bureaus are testifying before a House Financial Services Committee on Capitol Hill. This is all due to cybersecurity breaches that affected millions of Americans back in 2017. Ranking Republican member of North Carolina, Patrick McHenry, says the consumer credit reporting system is broken.
The reality today is that if you have a credit file, your information is probably on the dark web. That is a result of the Equifax data breach of last year.
Equifax CEO Mark Berger says the credit bureau is taking significant steps to protect your information.
Since the 2017 cybersecurity incident, Equifax has invested more than $80 million to assist impacted consumers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.